الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فوز بالله ابن الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه وانقص منه قليلا وزد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله فرض صيام رمضان وسنمت لكم بقيامه فمن صامه وقامه إيمانا واحتسابا خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدت تهمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد ويقول الصيام أي رب منعت الطعام والشهوات بالنهار فشفني فيه ويقول القرآن منعت اللوم بالليل فشفني فيه فيشفعان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من مسل إلا وملك عن يمينه وملك عن يساره فإن تم رجا بها وإن لم يتمها ضربا بها على وجهه وسلا عليه الصلاة والسلام قول الله تعالى ورتل القرآن ترتيلا قال بينه تبيينا ولا تنصر نثر الدقل ولا تهزه عز الشيرة ولا يكن هو هم أحدكم آخر السورة صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Shanu has granted us tawfiq of keeping fast in this blessed month of Ramadan. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made this month of such a high barakah that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had asked at the time of, ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala at the time of Rajab sightseeing, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. So, to get all these benefits in the month of Ramadan, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted us many, many options and many, many tawfiqat. First thing, what we are doing is keeping fast, which is farz in Ramadan. And by this we get taqwa, which is the main requirement of having wilayat. The person who has iman and taqwa, he is considered as waliullah. And the level he gets that taqwa, the level he gets that wilayat. And second thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in this hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I have made this as sunnah. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting as farz. Verily Allah has made compulsory on you the fasting of Ramadan, and I have made it a sunnah for you to stand in prayer at night. So whoever fast for a month and perform the qiyam salah with faith and the sincere intention to acquire reward, he will cast aside his sins, ending without sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. So in this, fasting is done, and in the night, Qiyamul-Layl is done. And special Qiyamul-Layl in Ramadan is Taraweeh. There is opinion of some people about the number of rakat in Taraweeh. They consider it is 8. But these are the people of this time. what the people of good time, it means Tabi'in and Taba Tabi'in, those who are called Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they all consider the number of rakat in Taraweeh at the minimum 20, because according to Malik, it is 36. Why it is 36? It's a very good point. Because at the time of Malik, Rahmullah, in Makkatul Mukarrama, Tabi'in and Taba Tabi'in, they were offering 20 rakah Taraweeh in Haram, Makkah. But used to perform a tawaf around Kaaba in at the time of Tarweeha, which is the istirahat between four rakah each. So in this one can do anything which is allowed. So they were performing tawaf. Once Hazrat Imam Malik Rahmatullah heard this, he said, we do not have Kaaba that we perform tawaf. So let us offer further more four rakah in this. So there are four Taraweeh. So for this it becomes 16, and 16 plus 20 is 36. So this was actually the reason why Imam Malik Rahmatullah was considering this number as 36. But the minimum is 20. How it is? Because all four Imam are considering this valid. Because Rasulullah SAW has said, Ma ana alaykum, you should follow my sunnah in tariqah of sahaba. Ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi. Ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi. So, Rasulullah also said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafai rashidin. So at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala arranged 20 rakat Taraweeh after one Imam at the time of those Sahaba, and no one resisted. Among them even was Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu, who would not stop say anything if he would not consider as jais. So all they followed 20 rakat Taraweeh. And after that, if some people say that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was very strong, so nobody could say anything before him, so Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was very, very humble. He did not even stop. And he was following Umar radiallahu anhu on this 20 rakat Taraweeh and all sahab at that time. After that, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu came. He did the same. After that, Hasan radiallahu anhu came. He did the same. After that, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu came. He did the same. And till this time in Haramain. So it means by tawatur, it is proven that in Ummat, 20 rakah Taraweeh. And as far as the nomenclature is concerned, Taraweeh means it is plural of Tarweeha. By this I mean that plural in Arabic is for more than two. It means three and more. So if it is eight rakah, so there will be one Tarweeha. So that will cannot be considered Taraweeh. And if there was 12, so there would be 2, and if there are 16, there would be 3. So at least 16, you can say, if for the name of Taraweeh, we can say. But as far as from Tariqa Sahaba, we understand it is 20. Because on this, Ajma Sahaba exist. And after all, four Imam are behind this. So therefore, we cannot change it. We should follow our elders. The other thing is this, that in this month, in Taraweeh, another sunnah is to hear, listen Quran, whole Quran. It means khatm Quran. Once, there should be at least one khatm of Quran. Because Rasulullah SAW would do this once each Ramadan for Jibreel Islam. And in the last year, he performed twice. So it means we should follow this. But if we are saying about Quran listening in Taraweeh, so another thing we should consider what he has been told. Because in Quran it has been told, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qalila, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalilan aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Quran tartila. And Allah says, O you who are wrapped up in a mantle, stand up in prayer during the night, or decrease a little, or increase on it, and recite the Quran with tartil, observing all the rules of correct recitation. As far as Arabs are concerned, although there are few hafaz in them, but those who are hafaz, so they recite with tartil. But as far as in Ajam, we see most of the people, they do not follow tartil. They recite Quran with such speed that very few people could understand what he is saying, what he is reciting. The people are understanding only Ta'lamun, Ya'lamun, and Haq. Rest of all are hidden. Maybe he is reciting that, but in such a way that the people cannot understand, cannot separate the words. And it's against the rule of tartil. Because in tartil, the minimum requirement is this, that each word should be separated from the other word. Just I say Allahu Akbar, so Allahu should sound Allahu, and Akbar should sound Allah Akbar, and then these both Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This not mixing, no mixing loud. So this is not good. So by tartil, we mean that we should recite Quran with the such a procedure that each word is separate from the other, understandable, and affecting the hearts, following the rules of tajweed. So for this we have to do practice. Because the problem is this, that our hafaz kiram, they recite as they learn. So as they learn with speed, it is their requirement, so they can recite only in that fashion. So they should do this twice. First, learning by heart, and then after that, practicing upon to recite this with tartil. Just like I heard about one very great scholar of Deoband, he was Mawlana Abdul Haq Nafi Sahib Rahimullah. His son, Mawlana Abdullah Kakakhil Rahimullah, he was a dean of Islamic University. And he was a great scholar as well, Sheikh Al-Adab. So he was, once he was made Hafiz, then his father, great father, he asked him to do it once again with such an inspiration that a Arab kafir, by hearing, by listening to it, becomes Muslim. So he should recite Quran with that tone, with that clarity, that an Arab kafir is influenced and he becomes Muslim. So he did the same. And by this he became so great Hafiz that he was habitual of reciting Quran all the time, except for the time he was talking with the people, or eating, or sleeping, or in the toilet, or something like this. So in the rest of time, he was reciting Quran. It was because of this effort. So we should do this way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of doing these things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, fasting and the Quran will intercede on behalf of the servant of Allah. Fasting will say, Lord, I have prohibited him from eating and from his desires by day. Hence, accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran will say, Lord, I have prevented him from sleeping by night. So accept my intercession on his behalf, so their intercession will be accepted. Shafaat. So these are great Shafi'in, Quran and fasting. By fasting we get taqwa, and by Quran we get subhanallah influence of the heart, on the heart. Rasulullah also said, everyone who performs salah has an angel on his right hand side and another on his left hand side. If he completes the salah, they are to take the salah to the heavens, and if he does not complete the salah, they strike his face with it. So it means we should complete our salah in all respects, that it is accepted. It means our qoma, our jalsa should be complete. Our recitation of Quran in this should be as per requirement and complete. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was questioned regarding this verse and recite the Quran in tartil. He answered, recite the Quran correct by clearly, and do not recite it in breaks as you would scatter dreads. And recite, if not in rhythm, as you do in reciting poetry, and do not intend to complete it speedily, by all the time awaiting the end of the surah. It means you should do it slowly enough. See the situation. There is a quality and there is a quantity. Comparison between quality and quality all the time we have to do. If we increase the quantity, the quality may reduce. So quality should not reduce to that limit that it ends. So if I want to make 10 khatam in Ramadan, but my speed is that enough, that much, that it reduces that quality to that extent, so I should not do this. So previously, we were in 20 nights perform 2 Khatm Quran. But that as usual, because like Pakistani style. But this time I was very much anxious to have this with Tartil. But as far as the quantity which will be reduced, because we will perform only one khatam, not two. So in this I was to decide what to do. So I made istikhara. Say in istikhara this ayat was recited. Warattil Quran tartila. So this was complete answer. That we should follow tartil. So alhamdulillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us tawfiq to arrange for this. And now we are listening to Quran in tartil form. Alhamdulillah. So we should complete this in this way. Otherwise, we shall not be able to continue it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq for all the time in all Ramazans, that we recite and we listen Quran in tartil form. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.